ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभाम् व्यास शंकरम देवाय तस्मै नमः ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। So important thing until now, what we have seen, what should become very clear here is, bhaktihi is one common word name given to all the three important disciplines. Karma yogaha, upasanam and jnana yogaha. All these three disciplines are prescribed in the shastra. There's no fourth discipline. Three disciplines. So karma yogaha is a discipline prescribed for mental purification, for the removal of impurities. Then upasana meditation is a discipline prescribed for steadying the unsteady mind, mental steadiness. And nididhyasanam is for the attainment of knowledge. Of course, Nididhyasanam involves three steps, Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam. So all these steps should be followed sequentially. So ultimately, Vartamata of Jnanam. And all of this for Moksha. Therefore, you can call any discipline a bhakti only if the pursuit of knowledge is for Moksha. The pursuit of knowledge is for Moksha, with Purushartha Nischaya, then you can call any pursuit, any discipline a bhakti. So any discipline becomes a mechanical action producing punyam. You cannot call it a bhakti if moksha is not the purushartha. So all bhakti is a word used to mean all the three disciplines. So what is bhakti? Ultimately, what you want is moksha. That is bhakti. And for ultimately for the attaining moksha, you want jnanam is the only means. Therefore, you become committed to the pursuit of jnanam. The jignyasu bhakti is a real bhakti. Commitment to the pursuit of jnanam is bhakti, real bhakti. Then once you attain the jnanam, that is the exalted form of bhakti. Then in order to prepare the mind for jnanam, you want to live a life of meditation. And you are worshipful and prayerful to Bhagavan. You seek Bhagavan's grace for preparing your mind for jnanam. That is bhakti. So you live a life of karma yoga with a proper attitude. That is bhakti. Why bhakti? Because ultimately everything is aimed at moksha, jnanam. Therefore, with this understanding, we should continue here. We saw in the previous 13th verse earlier, Adveshta sarva bhutanam maitra karuna evacha nirmamo nirahankaraha samadukha sukhakshami. The verse does not end here, so we have to move on to the next verse also. Adveshta sarva bhutanam maitra karuna evacha nirmamo nirahankaraha samadukha sukhakshami. So, first thing, once Bhagavan becomes the goal of your life, Bhagavan in the form of reality, Bhagavan who is of nature of moksha, freedom, becomes the goal of your life, then naturally these things become, once you're committed to dharma means, then there's adveshta. Okay, adveshta. The person who is committed to the pursuit of jnanam, or person who attained jnanam also, naturally a person becomes free from the problem of hatred. Sarabhutana maitraha. So maitraha, again, being friendly becomes a spontaneous nature of a bhakta. and Karunayevacha. Karunam, Karunayeva means what? Again, Karunaha is a compassionate person. Because compassion is possible when there is all accommodative nature. It's very interesting to know this, okay? How is it possible for me to be compassionate? Being compassionate means being non-reactive to situations and people, their behavior. So being non-reactive means being accommodative. Being accommodative means not being dependent, not seeing them as the source of your unhappiness or happiness. The simple thing. This is a fact also. So nobody's behavior, nobody is really responsible for my unhappiness or happiness. This fact goes into your mind, definitely you can accommodate anybody. Accommodation is there means what? Then you are not dependent on them. Therefore, accommodation comes. That accommodation is what? Then not finding fault with them, it becomes a compassion. You are compassion. You tolerate them. So here we saw Karuna Yevacha, then Nirmamaha, Nirahankaraha, Samadukha Sukaha Kshami. This verse we already seen last class. So today we have to see this new verse, 14th verse. Adveshta sarvabhutanam maitra karuna evacha nirmamo nirahankaraha samadukha sukakshami. Now santushta satatam yogi yatatma drudhanischayaha mayarpita mano buddhihi yo madbhakta same priyaha. Santushta satatam yogi yatatma drudha nischayaha mayarpita mano buddhihi yo madbhakta same priyaha. So Bhagavan says here, saha, he says madbhaktaha. Madbhaktaha means mama bhaktaha, my devotee Arjuna. Madbhaktaha, my devotee, is that person. Who is he? Mai arpita manobuddhihi. Mai arpita manobuddhihi means, buddhihi means one's intellect. Manaha means mind. We have already seen this expression, but still it has come again. Intellect and mind. Buddhihi, intellect, manaha, mind. Arpita manobuddhihi means the one whose mind and intellect have been offered, submitted. So the one whose mind and intellect have been submitted to Bhagavan. So having one's mind and intellect submitted to Bhagavan means having them fixed in Bhagavan. Mind is fixed in Bhagavan, intellect is fixed in Bhagavan. So having the mind and intellect fixed in Bhagavan is what? Mai arpita manobuddhihi. But Bhagavan says, the one whose mind and intellect are fixed in me, are fixed upon me, fixed in me, and Bhagavan says fixed upon me, means one whose mind and intellect are submitted to Bhagavan, means fixed upon Bhagavan. Then, so mahi arpita manobuddhihi yaha madbhaktaha saha me priyaha. Saha me priyaha. Then he is dear to me. He is dear to me. If you place your mind elsewhere, buddhi elsewhere, then you cannot become Bhagavan's, you cannot become dear to Bhagavan. You can physically, you can be anywhere. That's you will be anywhere, wherever you are. Your mind is fixed in Bhagavan, fixed upon Bhagavan. Then you become dear to Bhagavan. Mame priyaha. One more thing Bhagavan says here. Satatam santushtaha satatam. Satatam santushtaha. See, santushtihi means contentment. Santushtaha contented. Is satisfied. One who is ever contented and satisfied with whatever he is blessed with. See, a real devotee will be absolutely, definitely contented with whatever he is blessed with. Satatam santushtaha, one who is ever contented. Satatam, always. One who is always ever contented. Satatam santushtaha. Then, dridha nischayaha. Dridha nischaya means what now? This person's knowledge of Bhagavan is no doubt at all. So, dridha nischayaha itself means the person of definiteness of his vision. Dridha means firm. The one who is of the firmness of vision. See, the person of firm, clear, doubt-free understanding is called dridha nischayaha. He is satatam santushtaha. Satatam santushtaha. Dridha nischayaha. Then yatatma. Yatatma means what? Atma here means mind. Again, yatatma means one who is self-disciplined. Self-restrained, self-disciplined. Self-discipline means what? His body will listen to what he says, mind will listen to what he says, buddhi will listen to what he says. Means one who has mastery over his body, mind, and complex. Therefore, he is yatatma, self-discipline. It takes a great deal of practice. So, self-disciplined person. And also is a yogi. Yogi literally means a meditator, but here yogi, he should take it as one whose mind is serene, so tranquil. This person has mastery, a self-disciplined person, is mastery over his mind, body, mind, and complex. Therefore, naturally, he is serene-minded, yogi, serene-minded, serene, and he is also contented. Satatam santushtaha is ever contented. Then, mahi arpita mano buddhihi. His mind and intellect also are fixed upon Bhagavan. So, but Bhagavan says, one whose mind and intellect are fixed upon me, one who is ever always contented, one who is self-disciplined, one who is tranquil, and that pacha person of dridha nischayaha, the person of clear vision, naturally is dear to me, Arjuna. Such a devotee of mine, who is of this qualification, is dear to me. Satatam santushtaha, yogi, yatatma, dridha nischayaha. Okay, four qualifications in the first line. Satatam santushtaha, yogi, yatatma, dridha nischayaha, fifth qualification, mayyarpita manobuddhihi, okay, madbhaktaha, my devotee who is of these five qualifications, yaha, saha me priyaha, he is very dear to me. Saha me priyaha. So he says this in this verse. Then, what does he mean by that? So, the santushtaha, the triptihi, absolute satisfaction, contentment, comes for a person only if a person is reveling in the vision of fullness. Unless and until a person discovers one's own real nature being fullness, there's no way of being contented at all. Contentment, Shastram repeatedly says, irrespective of what you've achieved, in spite of all your accomplishments, you will always be dissatisfied. Dissatisfied, not that you want to be dissatisfied. Being dissatisfied, dissatisfaction discontentment is the very nature of being. That is how the mind can be. The only way of discovering contentment is discovering yourself being, your nature being fullness. So Shastra repeatedly says, only when a person has his clear vision of one's own Swarupam being fullness, in the clear vision of one's Swarupam being fullness, if a person is reveling in the vision of fullness, when he is free from sense of inadequacy centered on I, naturally he will have contentment. When are you going to resolve your problem of self, sense of inadequacy centered on I? Unless and until sense of inadequacy centered on I is resolved, there's no way of being contented. The thousands of so many things in the world to make you feel dissatisfied, to make you feel inadequate. I am inadequate in terms of so many things. So Shastram says, the only means of resolving this, your helplessness of feeling inadequate. Okay. You are helplessly inadequate. You have this problem of being inadequate. And this problem of inadequacy centered on I can be resolved only when you discover your own nature being fullness. So this jnani here, jnani bhaktaha, the one who has discovered his Swarupam being fullness, such a person, because of his fullness, he is free from sense of inadequacy centered on I. Therefore, there is a contentment. Absolute contentment, satisfaction is possible only when a person discovers fullness being one's own nature. Therefore, Bhagavan says here, he is talking about the jnani bhaktaha. Okay. Also, even a karma yogi also, who has understanding, also can try to be contented. So he says, santushtaha means the person who is reveling in the vision of fullness. Therefore, the person who is free from the sense of inadequacy centered on I, thereby the one who does not have any sense of lacking in his life. Sense of lacking in the sense what? Intellectually, he does not feel he is lacking something. Psychologically, he does not feel he is lacking anything. So, I only know this much means that intellectual inadequacy. Psychologically also, no, I'm not loved enough. I don't get enough attention, love, care. Such emotional. The sense of inadequacy, psychological, intellectual. Okay, this is the sense of lacking. Is not there. Then, the vision of fullness being one's own nature, and being with one's own nature, just remaining, taking ownership of one's own nature being fullness is what? Santoshaha, santushtihi, absolute satisfaction. Therefore, other than jnani, nobody can be absolutely satisfied. So here Bhagavan says, a karma yogi can have his contentment relatively, jnani can have relatively contentment absolutely. Otherwise, unless you choose to live a life of dharma, there's you can have, at least you will be relatively contented. And if you have jnanam, you will be absolutely contented. Otherwise, it is not possible for one to have contentment at all. So here also, because a person who is given to any of these disciplines, whether a person is life of karma yoga or a jnana yoga, he is for being given, having purusha, moksha as the purushartha, if a person is given to any of these disciplines, then you call him a yogi. A person can be a jnana yogi or a karma yogi. Then also, being given to this discipline also, person can be relatively serene, whereas an ajnani will be absolutely serene, tranquil minded yogi. Then we can say dridha nischayaha. Dridha nischayaha means the person's knowledge is doubt-free knowledge. No doubt at all. He has a clear ascertained vision of what is satyam, what is mithya. More than that, it is not enough. What is satyam, what is mithya is not enough. Not that simply he says all that is, there's only Bhagavan. He sees his own self being the very truth, distinct from everything. And seeing the oneself being the truth, in the light of the vision of oneself being the truth, a person can avoid internalizing the situations. That is how he becomes a person of clear vision. And for him, he cannot see a second thing other than Bhagavan. That's why Bhagavan says such a devotee is dear to me. Then mayarpita manobuddhi. See, mayarpita manobuddhi means the most exalted devotee of in terms of jnani bhaktaha. For him, even though he started his worship, relationship with Bhagavan, worshipping Bhagavan in one form, and later on he might have switched over to Bhagavan, he is seeing Bhagavan as the whole. Finally he sees, when he sees, there's no I other than Bhagavan, his buddhi, his mind, everything becomes totally resolved in Bhagavan. When he sees everything as Bhagavan. For mayarpita manobuddhi. For him, no object in the world is not Bhagavan. No sense organ is not Bhagavan. No mind is not Bhagavan. So everything is Bhagavan means his mind, his body, his intellect, everything becomes resolved in Bhagavan as Bhagavan. And then his own self is resolved in Bhagavan because of the clear vision. Therefore, mayarpita manobuddhi. Such a person, Bhagavan says, he is not different from me. I am not different from him. Therefore, he is the exalt of all the devotees. It's a nice verse. This verse, these two verses, you have to read, memorize them, them together.
Santushtas satatam yogi yatatma dridha nischayah mayarpita mano buddhihi yo madbhaktas same priyah.
See, all his emotions, anger, hatred, fear, jealousy, everything becomes resolved for good in a clear vision of Bhagavan. Therefore, mind becomes offered to Bhagavan. And even I am here, the world is different from me. Even this knowledge becomes resolved in Bhagavan. Therefore, such a person is dear to Bhagavan, for whom there's no I, there's no this, there's no Jagat, there's no God. All that is, there's only Bhagavan. Therefore, such a person's mind and intellect become submitted in Bhagavan for good. So Bhagavan says, Saha me bhaktaha, he is dear to me. Now moving on to next verse. Yasmano dvijate lokaha. All these verses are beautifully describing ajnani bhaktaha. The most exalted of all the devotees is ajnani bhaktaha. One who has discovered Bhagavan in the form of very reality, obtaining as one's own self, thereby one who is able to see everything as Bhagavan, in whose vision what is only Bhagavan, he is the exalt of all the devotees, a jnani bhaktaha. And a jnani bhaktaha alone is described in all these verses, 13, 14, 15, all of them. So he says now,
యస్మాన్నోద్విజతే లోకః లోకాన్నోద్విజతే చయః హర్షామర్షభయోద్వేగైః ముక్తో యస్ స చ మే ప్రియః యస్మాన్నోద్విజతే లోకః లోకాన్నోద్విజతే చయః హర్షామర్షభయోద్వేగైః ముక్తో యస్ స చ మే ప్రియః యస్మాన్నోద్విజతే లోకః లోకాన్నోద్విజతే చయః హర్షామర్షభయోద్వేగైః ముక్తో యస్ స చ మే ప్రియః.
నౌ యస్మాత్ న ఉద్విజతే లోకః, యస్మాత్ న ఉద్విజతే లోకః, యు హావ్ టు బ్రేక్ ఇట్. యస్మాత్ న, యస్మాన్న సంధి, యు హావ్ టు మేక్ నోట్ వాట్ సంధి క్లాజ్, విల్ బికమ్ వెరీ క్లియర్. యస్మాత్ న ఉద్విజతే లోకః, లోకాత్ న ఉద్విజతే చయః, లోకాత్ న లోకాన్న, యస్మాత్ న యస్మాన్న, యస్మాత్ న ఉద్విజతే లోకః, లోకాత్ న ఉద్విజతే చ యః. హర్ష అమర్ష భయ ఉద్వేగైః ముక్తః, హర్ష మర్ష హర్ష అమర్ష హర్ష హర్షామర్ష, ఇఫ్ యు బ్రేక్ ఇట్ హర్ష అమర్ష హర్షామర్ష, హర్ష అమర్ష భయ ఉద్వేగైః, హర్ష అమర్ష భయ ఉద్వేగైః ముక్తః యః సః చ మే ప్రియః. Yes, cha me priyaha, sa me priyaha. He already said that devotee of mine is very dear to me. Saha me priyaha, saha ma priyaha. That devotee of mine is dear to me. And cha means and. Why he is and? Already he has mentioned who is dear to him. First he said advesta sarva sarva అద్వేష్టా సర్వభూతానాం మైత్రః కరుణ ఏవ చ నిర్మమో నిరహంకారః సమదుఃఖ సుఖక్షమీ సంతుష్ట సతతం యోగీ యతాత్మా దృఢ నిశ్చయః మయ్యర్పిత మనో బుద్ధిః యో మే భక్తః స మే ప్రియః. భగవాన్ కృష్ణ ఆల్రెడీ హస్ సెడ్ హూ ఇస్ డియర్ టు మీ, సహ మే ప్రియః. దేర్ఫోర్ హీ సేస్ అండ్ devotee also is dear to me. Who is this devotee? Same jnani. He says muktaha, this jnani, once a person has a clear vision of Bhagavan swarupam as the reality obtaining as one's own self, one who resolves his essence in the clear vision of Bhagavan as the very truth, hachajnani muktaha, he becomes free mentally, he becomes free from what, all emotional problems. Harsha amarsha bhaya udvegaha udvegaihi muktaha, this person jnani becomes free from harshaha, means free from the mental condition of being elated. Harshaha means joy. Amarshaha means envy, jealousy. Amarshaha, harsha amarshaha, this person is free from joy, means he does not get elated when the joy things, joy happens also. Amarshaha, this person is free from the emotion, hold of the emotion called envy, jealousy. He is free from the hold of the emotion called fear, bhaya. Then udvegaha means anxiety. Always people are anxious. Whereas a jnani bhaktaha, was discovered Bhagavan Swarupam as one's own self. One thereby, one who sees everything as Bhagavan is naturally, effortlessly free. Muktaha means he is absolutely free from all forms of emotions. The joy means he free from the condition of being elated and envy or jealousy or fear and also anxiety. Harsha amarsha bhaya udvegaihi. If the mind is free from all these conditions, I tell you, that is real freedom. There's no sense of being elated when this is a situation. There's no jealousy or hate, envy at all. There's no, of course, there's no fear at all for a jnani. There's no fear at all means naturally there cannot be anxiety. Anxiety is a symptom of the problem of fear. You know, only if somewhere underneath some fear is there, sense of insecurity is there, then naturally there'll be anxiety also will be there. So this person is free from anxiety because he's free from very fear. Absolutely fearless, therefore there's no anxiety. And therefore there's no disturbing envy, jealousy. There's no sense of being elated also when things are, situations are okay. Therefore this jnani is a person who is free from harsha, amarsha, bhaya, udvegaihi, muktaha. One who is free from joy, jealousy or envy, fear, anxiety, etc. Then, not only Bhagavan says here, yasmat na udvijate lokaha. Yasmat na, yasman na, sandhi number one. Na udvijate, no udvijate gunasandhi. Yasmat na udvijate, yasman no udvijate lokaha. So udvijate means agitated, disturbed. Okay. Lokaha na udvijate means the world does not get disturbed, agitated. Yasmat, by whom? Yasmat should be taken as yena. Yena manushena, yena, yasmat means yena. So the world is not disturbed by whom, or by whom the world is not disturbed. The order is not disturbed. Yasmat lokaha na udvijate. Lokate yaha na udvijate. And one who does not allow oneself to be disturbed by the world also. See, this is very interesting. Okay, a jnani does not become disturbed by the world, nor does he disturb the world. Okay, that is very important thing. Jnani cannot disturb the world because jnani is not dependent. Jnani does not mistake the world for a source of, jnani does not mistake the world to be responsible for his unhappiness. Okay, for in the vision of a jnani, the world is neither a source of happiness nor is it responsible for unhappiness. Therefore, the jnani is neutral towards the world. There's neither passion or aversion towards the world. Therefore, he is not disturbed by the world. And nor does he disturb the world because he does not disturb the world. There's not any harm to anybody. Why? Because there's no need for him to do anything. Therefore, he does not disturb the world, nor is he disturbed by the world. So, yasmat lokaha na udvijate. So, the one, even though the fifth case, it is to be taken in the third case sense. Yasmat lokaha na udvijate. The jnani is the one by whom, okay, because of whom the world does not get perturbed, agitated or agitated. Yaha lokat na udvijate. The one who is not disturbed by the world, such a person who is absolutely free from the sense of being elated or dejected, we have to add that. Then one whose mind is free from this amarshaha, envy, jealousy, one who is free from the bhayam, fear, the one who is free from all forms of anxieties, such a person, harsha amarsha bhaya udvegaihi, muktaha, is free from all his emotions. Saha cha me priyaha, Arjuna, such a devotee is very, very dear to me. Why? Because he is none other than myself. That he's going to say later on. So, yasmat lokahana udvijate, lokat yahana udvijate, the one who does not disturb the world, one who is not disturbed by the world also, one who is free from all these pairs of opposites, one who is free from all those emotions, one who is free from fear, anxiety, etc., such a person is very dear to me. Sahacha me priyaha. So Bhagavan says in this, so the person who is not shaken by any of the external situations means the unshakable, he is the Kalangada Manadinan, we say in Tamil, the one who is not shaken at all by anything, whatever happens outside world. That is possible, that unaffectedness, unafflictedness on the part of the jnani is possible purely because of his objectivity, and that is purely because of the strength of his vision of what he is essentially. Therefore, that is why he said, the one who is unshaken, unaffected at all by any situations in life. At the same time, one by whose behavior also nobody else in the world or nothing in the world becomes agitated or disturbed. Such a person is very dear to me. Because remaining firm in all situations without getting affected by whatever the situation brings, the situation will be desirable or undesirable, the person is not shaken by anything, always is firm because of the firmness of the vision, the strength of the firmness of one's vision. So a small thing can affect an ajnani. Therefore, he says, yasmat lokahana udvijate, lok, yaha lokatana udvijate, yaha harsha amarsha udvegaihi muktaha sahacha me priyaha. He is very dear to me. So, this envy or jealousy, if you analyze, or Shastram says this way, what is this emotion called jealousy or envy? See, jealousy is expression of one's pain one goes through when a person sends the smallness centered on I is triggered. So jealousy is always possible. Envy is possible only when a person is disturbed. Disturbed by what? When a person has the pain of sense of smallness and on I is triggered. Then comes as the envy. Because other person's progress, other person's coming up in life, other person's accomplishments, achievements, or name and fame, popularity, etc. may trigger, not directly, that triggers the person's fundamental problem of smallness centered on I. So whenever this sense of smallness centered on I, whenever there's a smallness is triggered, then there's a pain. That pain alone gets converted into the jealousy or envy of the person who has accomplished or who's capable of accomplishing what you want to accomplish, but at the same time you are not able to accomplish. That's why it is naturally, even getting irritated is also a symptom of this problem. Okay? getting irritated. Why do people get irritated? That even the getting irritation also is a somewhat, some sort of intolerance. The not being able to accept the other person's progress and importance, etc. And that because it triggers one's smallness. Therefore, all these are the problems of an ajnanam only. Now this person having the clear vision of what Bhagavan's Swarupam is, actually the person is free from all these problems. It's very harsha, amarsha, harsha, amarsha, bhaya udvegaihi muktaha. Such a person is a jnani and he is dear to me. So Bhagavan, in fact, by way of talking about all these different emotions, Bhagavan actually is glorifying the jnani, glorifying the jnanam. If you have jnanam, you can free yourself. Otherwise, forget about it. How can I? You want to be peaceful. Naturally, mind must be free from what? Jealousy is there. Even the least degree of jealousy is enough. You cannot be peaceful. Do you think you can be peaceful? No, I do have jealousy. I do have envy. I'm very envious, but I'm very peaceful. Tell me, who can say that? Who can say that? I'm envious, at the same time very peaceful. They cannot go together. You know? And then I'm very pleased, you know, very pleased. Things are all, oh my God, I got whatever I expected, things are happening. We're highly pleased also, when you feel elated also, definitely you cannot be peaceful. When you feel, you are not balanced. Elation is expression of one's being mentally disturbed because of the joy. When the joy happens, some from the joy also, success or accomplishing anything desirable situations also can contribute for elation. Then you are not remaining balanced again. Really, if you're elated, that is a disturbance. Elation is expression of disturbance. Dejection also is equally worst disturbance. You're highly disturbed. So elation and dejection, both are expressions of being imbalanced. That is, you are not remaining the same, means you are disturbed. The symptom of disturbance. Okay. So harsha, amarsha, udvegaihi, udvegaha also. Always anxious. Being anxious is very natural because you're always dependent on external things. Then udvega also. Whereas a jnani is absolutely free from udvegaha. It is purely because of the emotional independence. Yeah, it is possible for a jnani to be free from udvega also. He says, harsha marsha bayo dvegaihi muktaha yaha sahacha me priyaha. See, finally Bhagavan says what? Everything boils down to jnanam. Don't waste your time. Become a jignyasa vaktaha and pursue jnanam. See that you really are focused. Try to understand. Try to live what you understand also. Then try to assimilate what you have clearly understood. That the clear vision is the only way of being the best of the devotees. Okay, having the clear vision is the only means of becoming the best of the devotees. Otherwise you can be a simple devotee yourself. The person is free from fear. There's no, being free from, absolutely free from fear means no, nothing. Fear of death is not there, means I tell you that there's no fear of losing anything also in the world. There's no fear because there's no such thing called I'm going to lose something. Only if you have the sense of losing centered on I, then there'll be fear also. There's no I sense itself for a jnani. I sense is resolved. There's no sense of losing or lacking anything on the part of a jnani. Therefore, there's no anxiety, there's no fear. So Bhagavan says, next verse.
అనపేక్షశుచిర్దక్షః ఉదాసీనో గతౌ యథః సర్వారంభ పరిత్యాగీ యో మద్భక్తః సమే ప్రియః అనపేక్షశుచిర్దక్షః ఉదాసీనో గతౌ యథః సర్వారంభ పరిత్యాగీ అనపేక్షశుచిర్దక్షః ఉదాసీనో గతౌ యథః సర్వారంభ పరిత్యాగీ యో మద్భక్తః సమే ప్రియః అనపేక్షశుచిర్దక్షః ఉదాసీనో గతౌ యథః సర్వారంభ పరిత్యాగీ యో మద్భక్తః సమే ప్రియః అనపేక్షశుచిర్దక్షః ఉదాసీనో గతౌ యథః సర్వారంభ పరిత్యాగీ యో మద్భక్తః సమే ప్రియః. సో హియర్ అగైన్ భగవాన్ కంటిన్యూస్ హూ ఈజ్ మై మో ప్రియః. యాజ్ ఐ మెన్షన్డ్ ఆల్రెడీ, భగవాన్ ఈస్ డిస్కసింగ్ ఓన్లీ అబౌట్ ది పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ ఫ్రీ. అజ్ఞాని భక్తః, ది ఎగ్జాల్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ ద డివోటీస్ ఈస్ ఎ జ్ఞాని భక్తః. జ్ఞాని భక్త అలోన్ ఇస్ సెట్ టు బి డియర్ టు భగవాన్. హీస్ ఏ సహమే ప్రియః, సహమే ప్రియః. హీఈస్ డియర్ టు మీ అర్జున. యహ మద్భక్త సహమే ప్రియ అర్జున, మై డెవోటీ హూ ఈస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ నేచర్ ఈస్ వెరీ డియర్ టు మీ. అండ్ హీ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ఓన్లీ జ్ఞాని భక్త. సో హీ సేస్ అనపేక్ష, అనపేక్ష. సి అపేక్ష మీన్స్ డిపెండెన్స్, apeksha means dependence, and apeksha yasya nasti saha anapekshaha. Yasya apeksha nasti saha anapekshaha. So the one who does not have dependence, one who is free from dependence, is called anapekshaha. See, the apeksha noun, anapekshaha is adjective. So anapeksha means the one who is absolutely free from dependence is anapeksha. Why? See, dependence, physically we are all the whole world, we are all mutually dependent. All of us are dependent on it. All of us. So physical dependence is complete, something unavoidable. Because to survive in the world, you need food. We are dependent on food. We are dependent on so many other things. Therefore, physical life is definitely dependent on the world. It's natural. But emotional dependence, being free from emotional dependence is possible. And that freedom from emotional dependence is possible only in the wake of jnana. So being independent of the world, people around, relationships, situations, etc., for one's happiness and security is what? Being independent emotionally. And this person who has discovered fullness as his own surupam, one for whom happiness, fullness is his own surupam, for whom the security is one's own real nature, such a person naturally is not dependent on the world anymore. For security, he is not dependent on the world for anything else in the world, not for happiness. Therefore, when a person is absolutely free from dependence upon anything in the world for happiness and security, naturally he is anapekshaha. The person who is independent, shuchihi, next qualification is what? Shuchihi. The person's dependence only upon one's own Swarup, Bhagavan obtaining as one's own Swarupam. Therefore, he is independent of the world. So, anapeksha. Then, shuchihi. Shuchihi means pure.
See, the karma yogi who lives the life of karma yoga is relatively pure. But the jnani is absolutely pure. Why? Because the jnani who has a clear vision of the truth can claim the very truth as the self. Thereby he is absolutely pure. And all his emotions are resolved for good also. No more emotions can disturb this person. Therefore, he is pure. Shuchihi. Then, dakshaha. Dakshaha means a smart, highly efficient person, capable person is dakshaha. Then, udasinaha. So, anapekshaha, shuchihi, dakshaha, udasinaha. Udasinaha means udasinaha, actually being indifferent, mean the one who is neutral, mean one who is not partial. The one who is not partial is called udasinaha. What does it mean by saying what partial, not being partial? We'll see later on. Let us finish this verse first. Gatavyataha. So, gatavyataha is all the qualifications of a jnani. Who is a jnani? Anapekshaha. One who is absolutely independent of everything. Shuchihi, one who is pure. And then dakshaha, one who is highly efficient. And udasinaha. Udasinaha. One who is not partial. Then gatavyataha. Vyatha means affliction, pain. And gatavyataha means the one who, one from whom the vyatha has gone. The one who is free from afflictions and disturbances. Gatavyataha means gataha vyataha yasmat. The one from whom all afflictions, pains have gone for good. Gatavyataha. The one who is free from the burden of always being afflicted by situations. Gatavyataha. Then sarvarambha parityagi. Arambha means activity here, beginning of activity. Sarvarambha, all activities. Parityagi means the one who has. Sarvarambha parityagi. The one who is no more involved in selfish activities. The one who is not involved in selfish activities is called sarvarambha parityagi. And such a person, yaha, the one who is my devotee, yaha mad bhaktaha, the one who is my devotee, who is of this nature, anapekshaha, shuchihi, dakshaha, udasinaha, gatavyataha, gatavyataha, sarvarambha parityagi, saha bhaktaha me priyaha, he is dear to me. So we have to see here what exactly Krishna says. See, as long as a person is ignorant of the self, helplessly not knowing what is the actual source of happiness and what is actually what is the reason for the person who has this satisfaction. Because of his own sarupam, one who is not dependent on anything in the world for his happiness or security. Because he has discovered that fullness as his own sarupam. Such a person who is not dependent on the external world of objects. Being independent, there is no expectation on his part also. So not have an expectation also, there's no disappointment on his part. There's no expectation, there's no disappointment, there's no dependence. It's the very nature of the truth. What he says, such a person also is a jnani bhaktaha. Anapekshaha. Shuchihi, this person is physically clean, externally, is mentally also is pure. The pure in the sense, other impurities cannot rise in his mind and disturb him anymore. All the emotions which rise and disturb a person is purely because of the person's, the fundamental problem of sense of smallness sitting on I. Now in the wake of the clear jnanam, the fundamental problem being resolved, there's no way of other emotions to rise and to disturb. Therefore, Vyasacharya says here, in the words of Krishna, Bhagavan, he says, anapekshaha shuchihi. The jnani is of the nature of purity because he is not disturbed by any more emotions. Then udasinaha. So udasinata means indifference. And udasinaha means the one who is indifferent. The person of indifference. See, the word has definitely another being indifferent also being indifferent should not be mistaken to be in a different sense. So here he means this person is not partial. Not partial means he is also not judgmental. He is not judgmental means for him everything in the world, everybody in the world is one another. Same, there's a second, for him there's nothing absolutely real other than Bhagavan. Being independent of the world, he's also indifferent to all, means he is absolutely non-judgmental of anybody. He knows any problem is expression of ignorance. Therefore, he looks at everything, he overlooks everything. Naturally, he's not... He is not partial towards anything in the world. Something good, something is bad, something is right, etc. He is objective. Therefore, he can remain impartial towards everything. Udasinaha. Anapekshaha. Udasinaha. Gatavyataha. No more affliction on his part. Shastram promises repeatedly, yes, definitely, if you have the clear vision of the truth, obtaining as your own sarupam, you see yourself being absolutely, essentially non-different. As a result of which, one can be free from all forms of illnesses and diseases. And mentally also this person is not affected. Therefore, gataha vyathaha yasmat saha gatavyathaha, the one who is free from all forms of afflictions. Gatavyathaha sarvarambha parit gatavyathaha. Sarvarambha parityagi. This person is no more involved in any of the punya karma or papa karma, definitely not. Why? Because jnanis, or whatever a jnani performs, all his karma become karma abhasaha. He has no doership, there's no enjoyership. Therefore, naturally, the person does not do anything for the sake of his happiness. Therefore, he is called Sarvarambha Parityagi. Yo Mad Bhakta Same Priyaha. All beautiful verses of describing Jnani. So next verse. Yo Na Hrishyati Na Dveshti. Repeatedly, all these verses say, when you talk about the Jnani, Asita Prajna only. Yo Na Hrishyati Na Dveshti. So why should we know about this Jnani repeatedly? See, the idea is, whenever Jnani is discussed in the Shastram, we Karma Yogis or we people who are still Ajnanis are supposed to try to follow. We have to make effort to be like them. So by making effort to remain like them, the Jnanis live spontaneously, naturally, effortlessly. The life what they lead is very natural expression. Whereas we had to make efforts. Therefore, he says, for the sake of Ajnanis to see how the Jnani is, one can try to be like that so that it will help in due course of time to prepare oneself for Jnanam. Therefore, a Jnani is described in all these verses. A wise person alone is discussed. I'm reading a 17th verse. Yo na hrishyati na dveshti na shochati na kangshati. Yo na hrishyati na dveshti na shochati na kangshati. Shubha shubha parityagi bhaktiman sachame priyaha. Yo na hrishyati na dveshti na shochati na kangshati. Shubha shubha parityagi bhaktiman yasat same priyaha. Yo na hrishyati na dveshti na shochati na kangshati. Shubha shubha parityagi bhaktiman yasame priyaha. So yahana hrishyati, yahana dveshti, na shochati, na kangshati, shubha ashubha parityagi, yaha bhaktiman, saha me priyaha. Saha me priyaha. So here, again Bhagavan says, see, this sentence is repeat, this one sentence, saha me priyaha, saha me priyaha, saha me priyaha, he is dear to me, he is dear to me, this devotee is dear to me, Bhagavan is repeatedly saying. Again, being dear to Bhagavan does not mean we have to do something special to please Bhagavan. Bhagavan repeatedly says, being dear to Bhagavan is nothing but seeing oneself being non-separate from Bhagavan. Seeing oneself being non-separate from Bhagavan means what? Seeing everything as Bhagavan. And seeing everything as Bhagavan is possible only when you have a clear understanding of what the truth is in terms of what the truth is and how the truth alone is there as your own Swarupam. Therefore, he says, now in this verse also he continues, kaha me priyaha, who is very dear to me, Bhagavan says, yaha bhaktiman sahame priyaha. Yaha bhaktiman sahame priyaha. The one who has bhakti is dear to me. Bhaktiman means the one who has bhakti is bhaktiman. So yaha bhaktiman, the one who is a devotee here, is dear to me. Yaha bhaktiman sahame priyaha. Okay, whoever has bhakti is dear to me means, who is the one who has bhakti? What is actually bhakti? Bhagavan says, look at this again. Shubha shubha parityagi. That word is repeated. Shubha ashubha parityagi. is a Bhaktiman. Who is a Bhaktiman? Bhaktiman is dear to me. And who is the Bhaktiman? Who is the one who has devotion? Who is that one? Shubha, Shubha Parityagi. So Shubham, Ashubham. Shubham means auspicious. Ashubham means inauspicious. Shubham stands for good. Ashubham stands for evil. So one who remains the same in all situations. Shubham and Ashubham. Which means one who is not affected by any of the Shubham or Ashubham. One who is completely free from Shubham and Ashubham. Ashubham cannot make him unhappy. Shubham also cannot make him unhappy. So Shubha Ashubha Parityagi means the person who is free from auspicious and inauspicious things, or the person who is free from good and evil. Shubha Ashubha Parityagi. Even Dharma Adharma. One who is free from Dharma Dharma Vivek. Dharma Dharma also. Such a person is made a highly exalted devotee. Then he says, Yaha na Hrishyati. Hrishyati. So all beautiful verbs are used here. Hrishyati means rejoices, pleased. Yaha na Hrishyati means one who does not rejoice or delight when situations are pleasant. Then Yaha na Dveshti, one who does not hate anything in the world. Okay. So this Hrishyati and Dveshti. One person feels highly elated, or one person feels dejected. Only when a person is dependent on external situations for one's happiness and security. Therefore, he says, Yaha na Hrishyati, Yaha na Dveshti, one who does not delight, one who does not rejoice. Then Dveshti, one who does not really, na Dveshti, does not hate. Na shochati. Na shochati does not grieve. Na kankshati does not have any desire. So na kankshati does not desire anything. Na shochati does not grieve over anything. Yaha na hrishyati na dveshti. This person, being free from pairs of opposites, is free from all forms of afflictions and pain. Therefore, he does not rejoice, delight, or he does not hate anything. Na hrishyati, na dveshti. Not only that, na shochati. Na shochati, he does not grieve. Na kankshati. Na kankshati, does not desire. So desire is possible only when there's need. Need is possible only when there's sense of inadequacy. Sense of inadequacy is possible only if there's a lack of something, a sense of lacking something. And that is possible only if a person thinks I'm small. Whereas here, this jnani, being free from all limitations, naturally he does not rejoice anything, he does not grieve over things, does not even have any disease. Na shochati, na kankshati, na hrishyati, na dveshti, na shochati, na kankshati. Shubha shubha parityagi, yaha bhaktiman, sahame priyaha. So here the bhaktiman, the one who has devotion, bhaktiman, Saha me priyaha, he is dear to me. See, to put it in one line, one word, you can hate something, you can like something, you can have desire for something, only if there is an emotional need. Liking, hatred, desiring, all two my words are used repeatedly. I'm not repeating. Krishna is repeating, okay? Bhagavan Krishna himself is repeating it. Why? All these are all problems. Look at all of them as problems. Desire, how desire disturbs you yourself? No. Likes and dislikes, hatred, anger, fear. We're going to see that later on. So all these disturbances in the mind, any emotion rises as a mental disturbance. That is possible. Disturbance is possible only if there is sense of insecurity, lacking on the part of one. It is no lacking, there's no sense of insecurity means definitely there cannot, all this will resolve for good. So, but that is the only thing Bhagavan says, all that you need is jnanam. In jnanam, all these emotions will resolve means that is what is said to be peace of mind. Peace, peaceful mind, tranquility, peace, serenity. Repeatedly we've been talking these words.
Hello?
So all of them will resolve for good. Who is that?
It's okay now. It's okay now.
Okay. So Bhagavan says, once jnanam is there, all these naturally stops. So yona hrishyati na dveshti na shochati na kangshati shubha shubha parityagi bhaktiman yasame priyaha. See, after reading all these verses, jnani lakshanams together, I'm going to present a summary of all these verses together. Only five verses, especially from the 13th verse onwards. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. All these verses together, I'll present this. Then I'll show you how to understand these verses separately. Okay? So same thing is coming again. Samashatraucha nimitrecha tathamana pamanayoho. Samashatraucha mitrecha tathamana pamanayoho. Shitoshna sukha dukhesho samasanga vivarjitaha. Samashatraucha mitrecha tathamana pamanayoho. Shitoshna sukha dukhesho samasanga vivarjitaha. So shatruhu ukaranta shabda. In locative case shatru. Similarly mitram akaranta shabda. Locative case mitre. Shatrucha mitrecha samaha. So one who remains the same towards friend and enemy. Shatruhu enemy. Mitram friend. Shatrucha mitrecha samasamaha. Is it possible for one to remain the same towards a friend and an enemy? It is possible if you have jnanam. That's what Bhagavan says. If you don't have jnanam, don't worry, you cannot be. It is very natural for you to be different towards a friend, different towards an enemy. Very nice. How can you be the same towards both of them? It is not possible. You'll be different to your friend, be different to your enemy. Your attitude, your behavior, you are talking to the way is a complete difference between these two people. You will relate to a friend differently, enemy differently. Then that is actually because of what? Ajnanam. In ajnanam, you will be helplessly different towards a friend and an enemy. In jnanam, effortlessly, naturally, you will be the same towards both. What makes difference? It is not the friend and the enemy. The friend outside, the enemy outside is the friend and the enemy in the mind. Not outside or inside. There's no, really speaking, there's no enemy outside, there's no friend outside. You have friend and enemy in your mind only. If the ajnanam is there, this difference is possible. in keeping with your in ajnanam is there, there's dependence. In keeping with your dependence, in keeping with your expectations, you see somebody to be enemy, somebody to be a friend. It's all your perception, purely because of ajnanam. In jnanam, once you're emotionally independent, means then you there's no expectation or dependence, then there's no friend or enemy for you. There's neither a friend nor enemy. Therefore, this person is the same towards an enemy or to a friend. Samaha shatrocha mitrecha tatha mana apamana yoho. So in honor and dishonor, you will be the same. There won't be elation in honor. When you're highly honored, you will feel elated. When you're dishonored, humiliated, you feel dejected and depressed. So for a jnani, I am humiliated, I am honored, is not there. Because very essence is not there. So there's no sense of being honored, sense of being humiliated on the part of a jnani. Because ahankara is resolved for him. Which means, again, one more thing, the jnani having his ahankara resolved for good in Bhagavan, he sees honor and dishonor both as what? Both as paradha karma pala. Second thing, he is not dependent on being honored for his happiness. And even being dishonored will not make him unhappy. That's all. See, I am not honored means I feel offended. I feel very unhappy. I am honored means I feel very happy. So when my being honored makes me happy, my being dishonored makes me unhappy because I'm dependent on the world for my happiness. I take the world to be responsible for my unhappiness. Only if I think world is responsible for my unhappiness, only if I think world is source of happiness, it is possible for me to have any expectation also, to be honored, not to be dishonored. So this person who is not dependent on the world for happiness or security, nothing in the world can do any dishonor, harm. The person whose vision world is not responsible at all for his unhappiness, such a person, naturally, the honor and dishonor is only in your mind. Whereas in a jnani's mind, the honor will not improve his happiness, dishonor will not make him unhappy. Therefore, he remains the same. If somebody dishonors also, if that is going to affect me, if I allow myself to be affected by that, then dishonor exists. If I can just overlook things because I'm not dependent on the other person's dishonoring me, disrespecting me, humiliating me, cannot affect my happiness because I am of the nature of happiness. The person who has clear vision of his surupam being happiness, being independent of the world for his happiness, is not affected by dishonor, that will not cause any unhappiness in him, nor can honor, even if he is honored, highly honored also, that will not increase his happiness. Therefore, such a person is called what? Mana apamana yoho samaha. He remains the same without any elation, dejection in honor and dishonor, in humiliation and honor. The reason is he is not dependent on the world, dependent on being honored for his happiness, nor is he his swarupam of happiness gets affected by being dishonored also. Therefore, he remains the same. Natha mana apamana yoho samaha. Not only that, shita ushna sukha dukkeshu samaha. He remains the same in all parts of opposites. In cold and heat, he remains the same. Sukha dukkeshu, in pain and pleasure, in pleasure and pain, he remains the same. See, shita ushna sukha dukkeshu samaha. A karma yogi makes efforts to remain the same in all situations. This effort is involved on the part of a karma yogi. Whereas a jnani effortlessly, spontaneously remains the same in all situations. So pain and external situations, heat or cold, pain or pleasure, no situation affects him because he is not dependent on the external situations of pain and pleasure, cold and heat, etc. for his happiness and security. Therefore, situations will change. That is the nature of the situations. Pain will go, pleasure will come. Pleasure will go, pain will come. Heat will go, cold will come. Cold will go, heat will come. This will be all these parts of opposites or of the nature of coming and going. They are impermanent. And definitely, for a person who knows his Surupam being fullness, so this changing situation does not affect this changeless nature of fullness. Therefore, a jnani is the same in all these desirable, undesirable situations of heat and cold, pain and pleasure, etc. That's why karma yogi really uses his will and he has this attitude of looking at everything as prasada. Therefore, he accepts them with sameness of mind. He remains unagitated. Whereas a jnani effortlessly, just by his nature of being fullness, he remains unaffected by any external situations. Therefore, he is sita ushna sama dukkha sukha sanga vivarjitaha, is free from attachment also. He is free from attachment means he is not dependent on the world for his happiness and security. That's all. Okay, this is literal meaning of the verse. I'm going to give you a complete idea of all these verses together next class. So samashatro cha mitre cha tatha mana apamanayo shitoshna sukha dukkhesho samasanga vivarjitah. I'll see you next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.